Thank you, and welcome everyone to today's call. I'm David Mullen, Shelf Drilling CEO, and joining me on this call today is Greg O'Brien, the Shelf Drilling CFO. Over the past 2 weeks, we've made a series of announcements regarding two asset acquisitions. We consider both these transactions to be a significant positive development for the company and all its stakeholders, and we wanted to provide more detail on the assets, the rationale, and the implications for Shelf Drilling. We published an updated investor presentation on our website, which we'll reference during today's call. Before we begin, let me remind everyone that our call will contain forward-looking statements, and please refer to the disclosures regarding such statements on page 2 of our latest investor presentation. I'd like to start on page 3 with a high-level overview of Shelf Drilling. We are and have always been a pure-play international jack-up drilling company. With our two recent announcements, we will have 36 rigs before the end of 2022, which will represent the largest jack-up fleet in the world. We founded the business in 2012, initially as a carve-out transaction from Transocean into a private company, and subsequently listed in the Oslo Stock Exchange in 2018. We are headquartered in Dubai with operations in the Eastern Hemisphere across four main geographic regions. The Middle East, principally Arabian Gulf, is the largest offshore rig market in the world. We have 7 rigs on long-term contracts with Saudi Aramco. We have also worked in the UAE, in Bahrain, in Oman, and Qatar. We are the largest operator in West Africa with a total of 6 rigs, 4 in Nigeria, 1 in Angola, and 1 in Congo. In Southeast Asia, we have 4 high-specification rigs deployed with Chevron in Thailand. These are all on multiple-year contracts. In India, we have 10 rigs, mostly contracted with ONGC. India represents a very stable jack-up demand. We strive to build critical mass everywhere we operate. We are about to enter the North Sea with scale and with assets that are perfectly suited to that geography, primarily involved in workover and brownfield development. We are exposed to customers operating at the low end of the commodity cost curve, and activity that is generally characterized by short cycle times and amongst the lowest carbon intensity of any hydrocarbon production sources globally. And now on page 4. We started the company in 2012 with a fleet that was comprised of all standard specification jackups. Over the past 9 years, we found creative and cost-effective ways to add high-specification premium jackups to our fleet with the addition of 8 premium jackups. With these two transactions, we are adding a further 5 premium harsh environment jackups and 1 premium benign jackup to our fleet. Upon closing of this transaction, we will have a total fleet of 36 jackups. The 22 standard specification rigs are very well suited to workover and brownfield development activities that make up a significant component of the demand stack in our markets. These standard specification rigs are principally located in India, Saudi, Egypt, and Nigeria. We are able to operate these rigs at competitive cost levels. They are cash generative today and provide meaningful operating leverage in an improving market. We currently have 8 premium jackups that provide us a good exposure and access to the higher end of the benign environment jackup market. And with these two recent announcements, we are adding 6 additional premium jackups, which we will cover in detail during today's call. Having this blend of assets really positions us really well with our customer base. Moving to page 5, I'm going to talk a little bit about the acquisition of the deep development driller number 7. On the 17th of June, we announced the acquisition of the Deep Driller 7, a premium jackup rig previously owned and operated by Avan Offshore for $30 million. This rig is a BMC 375 design, similar to the design of the Shelf Drilling Enterprise and the Shelf Drilling Tenacious, currently operating in Thailand and Angola, respectively. This rig had been stacked for several years, but we've developed a well-defined reactivation scope that we believe can be completed by the early part of 2023. We consider this rig to be particularly well-suited for operations in the Middle East, and we are participating in Aramco's ongoing tender for incremental rigs that would enable us to build on our strong anchor position in Saudi Arabia. We anticipate securing a contract that would allow us for payback period on the purchase price and the reactivation cost within a 2 to 3 year period. We are very excited about this acquisition, and we hope to have more news on our plans for this rig in 23 during the weeks ahead. Greg will now provide you an update on the recently announced transaction with Noble.
Thanks, David. Last week, we also executed an agreement with Noble Corporation to acquire 5 premium jackup rigs and related infrastructure and support for $375 million. We believe this is a transformational deal for Shelf Drilling. It's a significant enhancement to our fleet at a great price, an entry with scale into the North Sea, a market with improving activity and pricing dynamics. Page 6 of our presentation provides a summary of the contemplated transaction structure. With respect to the $375 million purchase price, we allocated $200 million to the Noble Lloyd Noble, which we believe is a conservative figure. David will walk through some of the unique features of this rig later in the presentation. The balance of the purchase price implies a value of less than $45 million for each of the 4 remaining jackups. Similar rigs have been purchased for $90 to $110 million per rig in a series of recent transactions in the market, so we believe this price screens quite favorably. We estimate a total funding need of approximately $410 million, which includes $35 million for working capital and other transaction and rig intake related costs. And we anticipate funding this transaction with 3 sources of capital. On June 23rd, we completed a private placement of equity for total proceeds of $130 million. This included $50 million of equity in Shelf Drilling Limited, our parent company that's listed on the Oslo Stock Exchange. This represented 38.4 million shares at a price of 13 Norwegian kroner. These shares have now been issued and the proceeds have been received by the company. The placement also included a subscription for $80 million of equity in our subsidiary Shelf Drilling North Sea, or SDNS, which will purchase and own the 5 jackups from Noble at completion of the transaction. This will represent 40% total ownership in this entity to be held by new third-party investors. In addition, we plan to contribute approximately $70 million of cash on hand as a partial funding source. Shelf Drilling will therefore retain 60% ownership in Shelf Drilling North Sea, following a total injection of $120 million, $50 million from the new equity proceeds at Shelf Drilling Limited, and $70 million of existing cash. SDNS will be funded with $200 million of equity financing at the outset and will be controlled and managed by Shelf Drilling. Finally, in the coming weeks, we will work to secure $200 to $225 million of secured debt at the Shelf Drilling North Sea level. This will allow us to fully finance the acquisition and working capital requirements for the rigs in advance of closing. Slide 7 provides a timeline for this transaction. The agreement was executed on June 23rd, and we funded a deposit equal to $37.5 million, or 10% of the price, on that day. The equity placement for total funding of $130 million was also completed last week. Now that we've secured the transaction and the equity component, we'll work in the coming weeks on the debt financing. We believe we'll be able to finalize this process during the month of July or potentially early August. In parallel, we are in dialogue with the UK Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA, which is the regulatory body in the UK that has mandated this divestiture from Noble. Based on our submissions to date, we've received preliminary indications that we should be approved as a suitable purchaser in the transaction. This process will continue over the next several weeks, and we hope to receive formal clearance in late July or August. The only other significant condition to closing in the transaction is the successful close of the merger between Noble and Maersk. A Danish tender process will be conducted during the month of August, and closing of that transaction is currently expected in September 2022. If either of these conditions were not met, our deposit would be refunded, but we believe the probability of a successful close is very high. At closing, SDNS will be fully funded and will apply for a listing of this company in Norway shortly after. We believe this transaction will create significant value for Shelf Drilling and all stakeholders. Slide 8 summarizes what we consider the key rationale for the acquisition. This was a unique situation, a forced sale of assets to an extremely narrow universe of potential buyers. This resulted in a very attractive price at a time that we're seeing an inflection in the jackup market. Five top-tier modern assets, all perfectly suited for their respective operating environments, rigs that will be on contract and cash generative from day one post-closing. The renewed focus on energy security in recent months has driven a significant improvement in market fundamentals, specifically in the North Sea and more broadly in other shallow water basins. And the combination of these factors creates a very compelling value proposition for Shelf Drilling.
Thanks, Greg. I'm now on page 9. I'm going to walk you through the fleet that we're looking at acquiring from Noble. This page illustrates the rig specifications of the five jackups. We consider all to be Tier 1 harsh environment assets in the global fleet. To start with, the Noble Lloyd Noble, this is the largest, most capable jackup ever built. The rig was delivered in 2016 at a construction cost exceeding $700 million. Noble invested approximately $50 million of additional capex in 2021 to prepare the rig for its program in Norway with Equinor. It's the highest specification of any of the Gusto CJ70 rigs operating in Norway. The current contract with Equinor is expected to run until June 2023, and the customer has 9 additional option wells beyond that point. The three Friedman and Goldman JU3000 rigs, the Houston Cobart, the Sam Turner, and the Sam Hartley, are three of the highest specification jackup rigs built in the last 10 years. These rigs have a 75-foot cantilever reach and a 2.5 million pound hook load capacity. The original construction cost was nearly $250 million per rig, and they were constructed and delivered in 2014. Two of the rigs are contracted in the North Sea with Total, a customer we know very well, and the third rig is expected to commence a long-term contract with Qatar Gas in Qatar in September of this year. All three rigs are ideally suited to the North Sea environment and the Qatar high flow rate gas wells, which we expect to be in high demand for the foreseeable future. The Hans Dual is an F&G JU2000 delivered in 2008. This rig is well suited to the activity of the southern sector of the North Sea. The current contract will likely run until Q2 2023 and is an ideal candidate for several contract opportunities starting in mid-23 in the UK. Moving to page 10. As Greg mentioned, we consider the purchase price of $375 million to be extremely attractive. This represents only 23% of the original bill cost for the five rigs, which was approximately $1.6 billion. The deepest discount to construction costs of any jackup transaction in the last 6 years. And this is despite being in an improving market with increasing utilization and day rates. We also see a nearly 40% discount compared to other recent transactions in the market. For example, Lloyd Noble was recently valued by a third-party brokers at $240 to $290 million. Premium jackups similar to the four remaining jackups, jackups have recently been purchased for $90 to $110 million per rig. The lower end of these ranges implies a total fleet value of approximately $600 million versus our purchase price of $375. On page 11, I'm going to talk a little bit about the North Sea market. We see a robust market developing in the North Sea after a challenging period in 2020 and 2021. European energy security is clearly in focus following the prevailing geopolitical environment and the backdrop of high oil and gas prices. Much of the jackup activity in the UK is natural gas driven, which we expect to remain a core focus for customers and governments alike for many years to come. There was a significant increase in utilization in 2022 due to a combination of rising demand and the migration of a number of rigs out of the North Sea region. Historically, this region has seen premium rates relative to benign environment regions in the range of 10 to 30%. We anticipate a very tight rig market over the next several years in the North Sea. On page 12, I'm going to talk a little bit about the global jackup market and the implications of the recent Saudi Aramco tender. The global jackup recovery was slower to develop in 21 than in the floater market. However, that trajectory has materially changed in 2022. The contracted rig count has recently pushed towards 370 jackups, and we expect this to further increase in the coming months on the basis of the current marketing and tendering activity. The highest profile tender in recent times was the tender launched by Saudi Aramco in late 2021. Saudi Arabia, and therefore Saudi Aramco, is the largest jackup market, representing a 50 rig market at the start of 2022. The tender launched late last year was initially expected to add 10 rigs. This tender will ultimately result in incremental 25 to 30 rigs of demand, all of which are on a 3 to 5 year contracts with options. The rigs that participated were mostly non-working rigs, stranded new builds, and stranded premium jackups. This tender alone has absorbed most of the remaining premium jackup capacity around the world. An additional tender was launched by Aramco several weeks ago. This is likely to absorb another 10 premium jackup rigs. A 40-rig step change in baseline demand over the past 12 to 18 months period is unprecedented and clearly represents a step change in the baseline demand. Moreover, this step change in demand is locking up assets for 4 to 7 years. When you combine all the attrition in recent years, that's over 50 retirements since the beginning of 2020, with this ongoing increase in activity in the near term, the global jackup supply-demand picture is better today than it has been since 2013 or 2014. We are finally seeing some positive fall through to positive pricing momentum. Premium rates were stuck in the 70s range and moved to north of 100 in the spot market very quickly. We think we've hit an inflection where the rate momentum could really build through the balance of the year. I'll now pass it back to Greg, who will walk you through some numbers.
Page 13 provides an illustration of the earnings and cash flow generation capacity of Shelf Drilling North Sea at different day rates. This reflects the current run rate operating cost levels for these assets, plus a preliminary view of G&A costs required for the five rigs, which will almost entirely represent support provided by Shelf Drilling. The first column in the table reflects what we'd consider current market rates for the five rigs at $250,000 per day, 70 in Norway, and $110,000 per day for the four remaining jackups. These levels would yield a run rate level of EBITDA of approximately $75 million or an implied purchase multiple of 5x. The average day rates on the five rigs today are slightly below current market levels, so the immediate EBITDA contribution would likely be less than this annualized figure over the first several quarters. However, based on our view of market dynamics, we expect day rates to increase from current levels in the months ahead and believe the EBITDA potential for this business unit to be well north of $100 million annually over the medium term. For context, prevailing rates in the North Sea, and specifically for F&G JU3000 rigs, were north of $200,000 per day in the last upcycle from 2012 to 2014. When the Lloyd Noble was originally constructed, it secured a maiden contract at nearly $450,000 per day. The maintenance capital requirements for these rigs should be fairly minimal over the next several years, so we see meaningful cash flow upside from these assets starting from mid-2023 as contracts are reset to market-based rates. And the last point, you know, we believe we've been an industry leader in cost structure over many years. We're optimistic that once we've integrated the assets and assumed operational control, we will be able to work with the existing teams associated with these rigs to find ways to optimize costs. As referenced earlier, we intend to place $200 to $225 million of debt at Shelf Drilling North Sea in advance of closing. This debt will be secured by the five rigs to be acquired from Noble and the related contracts. We're currently evaluating multiple options for this financing, including bank financing and a bond-style placement in the institutional market, or potentially a combination of the two. We will provide an update on this process when we release our Q2 results in August, if not before. Page 14 shows our view of borrowing capacity for this business. Our contemplated funding amount represents just north of 50% loan to value at our purchase price, closer to 35% based on other recent asset transactions, and less than 15% of original construction costs for the five rigs. We also believe this is a reasonable amount of leverage relative to the earnings capacity we see for the assets over the next several years. We consider this the right funding structure for Shelf Drilling North Sea and results in modest deleveraging for the broader Shelf Drilling group. On page 15, we also wanted to spend a minute on the earnings visibility for the rest of the Shelf Drilling business, excluding the contemplated acquisition of rigs from Noble. Our run rate level of EBITDA was in the range of $150 million annualized for most of 2020 and 2021, but we believe this period is now firmly behind us. Our results over the last two quarters showed a significant improvement with an average north of $200 million annualized. We now see a path back to a range of $250 to $300 million or higher over the medium term, which we consider a key target. At these levels, the business would generate meaningful levered free cash flow, and net leverage would move back to our long-term averages of less than 4x and ideally closer to 3x. The Deep Driller 7 could add approximately $20 million of annual EBITDA once in operation based on where we see current market rates and opportunities for this rig. And we believe there could be meaningful increases in day rates in areas where we have open capacity in 2023, particularly West Africa. Our average earned day rate has been below 6 the last several quarters, and we mentioned on our last call that we expected this to be largely flat for the rest of this year. However, we now see the path to a figure north of $70,000 per day in 2023 as quite reasonable. Building this momentum over the next several quarters is a key priority for our team as we prepare for a potential refinancing of our existing debt in the 2023-2024 timeframe.
Thanks, Greg. In conclusion, we see this as an exciting opportunity for Shelf Drilling. We have a fit-for-purpose business model that's been in place since we started the company. That includes a lean structure and a sole focus on jackup operations. a goal of having the right assets in the right locations. This transaction is another great example of that strategy. We have a unique operating platform and a low-cost structure. We have a reputation amongst our customers to deliver value and quality service. We have an proven ability to secure contracts and build a sustainable business. We have a strong market share in each of the areas in which we operate. We have concentrated exposure to our customers and countries characterized by short cycle times, low production cost, and low carbon intensity. We have a track record of financial discipline. We believe the steps taken in recent weeks certainly build on that track record. Right now, we see a strong market backdrop. We're finally seeing evidence of significant momentum in day rates, and we think we are extremely well positioned in that context. Thank you for taking the time and interest in Shelf Drilling. We look forward to speaking again in August following the release of our Q2 results. Now, please call or email Greg or I in the meantime if you have any questions.